House Bill 1004, an act to require notice to schools if a student commits certain crimes.
House Bill 1004, having had its second read, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative McCoy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body. This bill is brought to us by the Interim Summer Study Judiciary Committee. It is to address the safety of our students in our schools. It has been extensively amended, which you will notice on your engrossed bill. It has been thoroughly reviewed by Representative McCauley and Van Norman and the education organizations and myself. And I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Representative McCauley and Van Norman for helping me with this. It came out of committee 14-0. The main part of the bill is in section 1. A juvenile is adjudicated or convicted of committing, attempting to commit, and it lists all of the crimes that are under this bill. Shall be given notice to the chief administrator of the school. I'll stand for any questions. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on House Bill 1004.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I appreciate Representative McCoy's standing by for questions. I do have one, Mr. Speaker, if I might.
State your question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I understand that the bill makes this information available. I'm just wondering who it's available to and how it's distributed. I, in real life, am a classroom teacher. If I have a child in my class who is convicted of a serious felony, will I be able to know that? Will the other students in the class be able to know that? Or is that simply information communicated to the superintendent and it doesn't go anywhere else?
Representative McCoy, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you very much for the question, Representative Olson. It goes to the chief administrator, and then he does with it as he sees fit. But if you notice section 2, all school districts are required to follow FERPA laws and regulations, which is the federal mandates. Thank you very much.
Representative Olson, you still
have
the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that's my question. My question is, you know, this Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, I'm wondering what kind of dissemination of information we're going to get. And I'll give you a real-life example. Years ago, I had a student in class who didn't do anything. I was a very nice kid, very quiet, didn't do anything in class, and so I took him aside and said, good looks, charm, and animal magnetism are not going to allow you to pass this class. And he sort of smiled very quietly, and there was no change in behavior, and so I had to become a little more forceful with him verbally to try to get him to do his work. And I went down and I told the administrator that I had done that, and the administrator said, ooh, boy, I wish you hadn't done that. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, I'm not supposed to tell you. And I said, well, you know, if there's some problem at home or something, I certainly want to be understanding. And the principal said, well, this person is here on a plea agreement from Wyoming where they stabbed a teacher in Wyoming, and it had upset, that teacher had upset that person, and so he had stabbed them. And so from then on, really, whatever this guy wanted to do was okay with me. So I want to be able to know if somebody has a problem with temper control and has a tendency to beat other people up, if in fact I can know that. If this is simply something where the superintendent gets to know and nobody else gets to know, then I'm not sure the superintendent needs to know either. So I'm wondering what the federal regulations are, how widely is this administration disseminated. For example, if the student is a sex offender, I teach high school children, is the entire school population allowed to know? I mean, I think these are serious questions, and if Representative McCoy can answer them, I'd be grateful.
Representative McCoy, do you wish to answer those questions?
Thank you, sir. Again, I will. I don't like to repeat myself, but it is the chief administrator, and every chief administrator that I know knows the FERPA laws and regulations, and they will follow them. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a counselor, what usually happens in a case like this, after they've gone to the courts or they return back to the school after being juvenile detention centers, etc., or Plankinton, any court orders will have confidential written on that. And at that time, the chief school administrator oftentimes, does become part of the permanent file of that. And as far on a need-to-know basis, yes, it is available, but it is not given out to the public. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can appreciate that the superintendents know what the FERPA regulations is. The problem is, in order for me to rule it on this bill, I don't know what the FERPA regulations are. And my concern is that I empathize with the need very much so, especially in some of the current things we have going on in our school systems, especially in urban areas, in terms of violence and shootings and things like that. There's very much a need for something like this so that the administration and the proper people know. I also want to make sure that the children are protected from being branded and unnecessary gossip and information going out. So it's important for me to be able to vote on this bill to understand what those FERPA regulations require. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1004. Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1004. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1004.
Representatives Gillespie and Icarius. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 7, excused 2.
House Bill 1004, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions as to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.